Nigeria also has a booming arts and entertainment industry, which is a source of both export earnings and pride. Nigeria has produced an astounding number of first-rate novelists, including Nobel Prize winner Wole Soyinka, Chinyu Achebe, whose Things Fall Apart has been translated into 57 languages, Bini Bandele, and Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. The Nigerian film and television industry, or Nollywood, is reckoned to be the second or third largest in the world after Hollywood and India's Bollywood. It produces around 50 movies each week in every genre. Nigerian movies are shown in homes, movie theaters, and video parlors throughout the country, as well as across Africa and the far-flung Nigerian diaspora. They are consumed by all levels of society, from those wealthy enough to have satellite dishes to those who flock to community viewing centers. In essence, mini theaters using flat-screen TVs. TV stations in many African countries buy Nigerian programming. It's common to encounter Nigerian soaps and sitcoms on TVs in cafes and bars across the continent, even in Francophone countries. Vendors walk the streets of Sierra Leone's Freetown wearing plastic ponchos containing Nigerian DVDs, often pirated. Most are hastily shot and low budget, some by what actor and director Ali Nuat calls roadside filmmakers. But Nigeria also has an upmarket segment. The film Lionheart was entered this year for an Oscar for the best foreign film before being disqualified for having too much English dialogue. The irony, of course, is that Nigerians speak English. The Nigerian arts industry has been so dominant that the artists in other African nations have paid it the ultimate compliment, complaining about Nigerization. Nollywood is important as a source of jobs and export earnings, but even more than that, it is a reminder to Nigerians of what they can do when they set their minds to it. Entrepreneurs everywhere. But there's even more in the plus column. Oil, movies, and the diaspora are well established. However, the future belongs to companies that aren't even on the radar yet. Nigeria has a robust and vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem. Yaba in Lagos is Nigeria's Silicon Valley. It has attracted support from international technopreneurs like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Nigeria is particularly strong in fintech and telecoms, and the high-tech explosion is not just in Lagos. Amal Hassan has built Outsourced Global Technologies into a world-class organization that provides outsourced call center operations. Her company is located in the north in Abuja and Kaduna.